Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. Preds taking on the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Game number two of their five-game road trip. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators assistant coach Todd Richards. Todd, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I like that intro, too.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. You know, big names here on the show. We're big Creed fans here on the show. Really love it.
Yeah, they played last Friday. I went to that show, too.
How was it?
Creed guy, too. It was great. It was excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I bet.
Sounded great. Yeah. My whole family is big Creed and grew up in that era. And actually, their song, Higher, when I was playing in Orlando, Florida, in the old IHL, that was kind of our song that year. So, you know, there's songs always kind of bring you back, and you tie certain things in your life to certain songs. And that was a big part of mine right there.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. Todd, taking on the Oilers tonight in game number two of the road trip. I feel like, and tell me if you agree or disagree with this, I feel like the D-zone for you guys the last two games specifically has been a lot better. Do you agree with that? And if so, what do you think's led to more consistency in the D-zone for you guys?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, Derek McKenzie, one of the other assistant coaches here, has done a really good job. I don't want to say he's in charge of it, but he does take a hold of it when there needs to be a presentation or something discussed. So he's done a really good job of it. You know, players obviously have to go out and execute it. But I think the other big part of it is just not spending as much time in the D zone.
Yeah.
When you're spending time in other zones, obviously that's a lot better than sitting in your own D zone, kind of chasing around and giving up opportunities. So I think it's been a combination of things. I think we've been more connected in our defensive zone, understanding the systems, understanding of how we want to play, more layers than anything else in support. We still want to be fast and get out of our zone as quickly as we can. So we've been able to do that. And then another thing that does tie into defensive zone is just how you're breaking out with the puck. So our breakouts have been a little bit better, again, more connected there, just so we can maintain possession of the puck and take it up the ice and hopefully into the offensive zone.
Do you detect, you don't want to overreact to anything, I know, in an 82-game season, but do you detect it on overall, I guess, improvement, an overall improvement in confidence here with these last couple games?
Yeah, there seems to be a better feel, around the team and around the locker room. And when you get out on the ice, like we had a good practice yesterday and, so much of anything that anybody does in life is a sense of confidence and feeling good about yourself. And, you know, getting off to the start that we did, you weren't feeling good about, yourself or ourselves as a group. Because we expect more from ourselves. And so when that happens, I think you do start to, little questions here and there about yourself and the confidence goes down a little bit. And, when you start repeating things and doing things the right way and it becomes more consistent, I think the confidence starts to grow. So, having said that, in this league, there's hard games every single night, and tonight's going to be a great test. And then we got back to back. We got to go to Calgary and play in Calgary tomorrow, and then day off Vancouver, and then Seattle, and they're all really good teams. So you get tested every single night, and I think that's one of the great things of pro sports and playing pro hockey is you get a chance to prove yourself every single day. And, you're coming off of a good game. You still got to prove yourself. You come off of a bad game. You get a chance to prove yourself again. So that's what I think makes this sport. When you play 82 games, it's that real challenge of try not to get too low. And when you do get that up high and that confidence up high, try to keep it up there.
So, Todd, the kid line of Evangelista, Tomasino, Parson, and just kind of came together last week out of necessity, and they were immediately productive. They've been productive in every game since then. What do you think has led to just the offensive success from those three specifically, Parson and Evangelista and Tomasino?
Well, I do know, going the last game in Colorado, it was playing on the inside a little bit more. between the dots all the way down the ice. I think if you control that area of the ice, you know, in the defensive zone, something we talked about earlier in the show, you know, you control that area, you control that zone, you're going to have some success there. And it's no different all the way up the ice. And I think that those three guys, you know, a sense of playing together a little bit more, you know, obviously always you start to feel a little bit better when you are able to read certain, because everybody does different things at different times, depending on what they see. And when you start practicing more, playing more with each other, I think you start to understand how the other person thinks and what they see and where they're going to go. Now, systematically, we have things that we want, where, you know, some cues and keys for guys that can, you know, hopefully make you predictable where pucks are going to go. But you still got to play the game. You know, it's a game that there's lots of flow to it, and every play is different throughout the game. So you still have to read off each other. And I think the ability to read off each other just by playing with each other, you know, will allow them has allowed them to have some success, and hopefully will lead them to more success.
What would it mean, Todd, to beat, you know, a team like Edmonton in their place, but also to limit a guy named Leon Draisaitl, who I know has just been such a problem? And we know the other guy's a problem for everybody, but Draisaitl in particular he seems to just love playing against you guys.
Yeah, and again, you know, you talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about confidence earlier, and I know that when we're the opponent, I'm sure his confidence is extremely high. So we have to be, you know, every team has the great players. We're going to go into Calgary. We're going to see, you know, and these two guys are a little bit unique. So you do have to pay special attention, but they have felt good about themselves playing against us. So we have to be dialed in. You have to understand when they're out on the ice, and they're out there a lot. So, you know, combinations, I think there's certain matchups that you're looking for as a coach to get players out on the ice against them. But again, the way our game works, you can't always get that. So it's just an understanding of who's out on the ice, understanding what we want to do to limit their touches with the puck. And it doesn't matter if it's in the neutral zone. They're both good enough to gather pucks in their own zone through the neutral zone and into the offensive zone where they can be dangerous that way. But obviously once they get the puck into the offensive zone, which is our defensive zone, you know, they become really unique and dangerous in different ways. You know, McDavid with his speed and you know, his shiftiness and Draisaitl a little bit more with his power and his size. So they offer some unique things as far as, you know, what they can create and what they can do. But we got to work together as a group and try to shut them down tonight.
No doubt about it. Well, Todd, we're looking forward to the game tonight. Really appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning and jam out to a little Creed today in advance of the game. Set the tone a little bit. I'm here for it.
I like that. I like that idea. It was thanks for the morning. It was a good wake up for me here, and looking forward to a good day.
Absolutely. Todd, appreciate you, man.
All right, thanks.
Predators assistant coach Todd Richards, our guest here on Robbie and Rexrode. I don't know that I could have hand-selected a better way to start that segment than how Todd Richards chose to go with it. Big Creed guy, that Todd Richards.
That's awesome. I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's great.
Sold out arena on Friday.
I know.
You got an autograph from him, allegedly.
Wait, where did that go, by the way?
It wasn't here. I don't know what somebody's done with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe secretly took it home.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I mean, maybe I accidentally put it in my bag, but Todd Richards very sad.
Went into this nice thing about how his music, you know, Creed's music, brings him back to a specific place and a specific time in his life. And that's what music is about, Joe.
Here we go. I agree. I think it's fantastic.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. It's time for Preds Pick to Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal scorer for the Preds tonight, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that. Wrap up some of the Titans conversation on our text line as well. Coming up next, Robbie and Rexrode, 1025-1063, the game.